Okay, we're on Yud Amar Aleph at the top. Itmar. Omer of Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Mishum Reb Shim ben Elazar, Chachomim Tiknu Lohem Lebnos Yisrael, Lebsula Masayim, Lamona Mona, Vehem Hem Minuhu, Shim Omer Pesa Pasuach Matzasi Neman. Ksuba is only the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Masakin, the Indian of Ksuba, in order that a person shouldn't be easy for him to divorce his wife. He should have to consider the fact that he's going to have to divorce her. And even though Lamaisa, the amount of the ksuba is a very, very small amount, but the Achronim say the reason that the ksuba is such a small amount is in order that everybody can afford it. So there's nobody on Oni that can't afford the 200 zoos that was the minimal amount of the ksuba. But the only problem is, and why is that going to stop him from divorcing her? I saw somebody says that when he sees the ksuba, he'll remember his wedding. And Lamaisa will bring back nostalgic memories, and he won't want to divorce his wife. Okay. In any case, whatever. But Lamaisa is not a question, because even for a small amount of money, a person's not interested in losing a little bit of money either. Okay. So, what? It's a shaila how much it is, but if it's a set amount of money, it's a very small set amount of money. Okay. Mitzvah Hashem, we get to those sugyas that speak about the worth of the ksuba, right? How you pay it or whatever. We'll see what it's a different sheet. This how what the worth of the ksuba is. If it's a set amount that doesn't fluctuate according to time, or it's something that depends on how that would be worth today. A similar amount of silver, whatever. Okay, or even different than that. Okay, but not for now. In any case, the Chachom Rasakin Ksuba, 200 zoos for a Besula, and 100 zoos for a an Almana. And since it's only Durabanan, Heim Heminu, they believed him to make her lose the Ksuba, that if he says Pesach Basuach Masasi, he's believed. So it says in Kein Mahu Ilu Chachom Betangarasam, it made it so easy for him not to give her a ksuba just by tying Pesach Pasuach, then it defeats the purpose. The purpose was it should be hard for him to divorce her. All he has to do is say Pesach Pasuach, and he's believed, and she loses her ksuba. Amar Rava, Chazaka, Ein Adam Torea Besuda Matsida. No. There's a Chazaka also over here, that a person doesn't go through the whole, make a whole chasana meal, and lose it. Right? If he wanted to stop divorce her, not give her a ksuba, he could have divorced her before he made the meal. He went through the meal or whatever. It's this raglaim ledover that he's telling you the truth. Rashi. Chachonim tiknu leisha kolomer yihavi ksubosu d'oraisa lohavi neman lahav siva be'edus yadua. If the ksuba were d'oraisa, he wouldn't believe to make her lose her ksuba, because he's only in eidechot. Right? But and he can't affect her. He can believe for himself that he should be also to her. But more than that, not. So the only way that he's believed legabi v'ksuba is because ksuba is the rabbana. Ava ksubasa chachamim tiknua heim omru veim omru. The chachamim made a ksuba, and they could say when they waved the ksuba, heim shetiknu omru shehu neman latsida apetayin espesel basua. And they who made the takana to give a ksuba said that if somebody tied espesel basua, he doesn't have to give the ksuba. Im kein should be yodolaki. If that's the case, if the guy can get around the ksuba by tying pesel basuach, right, the takana is not in full force. Right? The whole purpose of the takana is defeated. Mahu ilu chachom betakanasim shetiknu laksuba. Chazoka ein ladam toreh besuda, ein lochu shiiton ladam kein. Ela be'emes. Right? We're not afraid that a person is going to stop make this taina up. And if it's not true, he'll say it just to what's it called, to make her lose the ksuba. Shimhoya Sony also, because he really hated her, right? And he doesn't want to pay her ksuba, but he wants to get rid of her. Mitchila lohaya toreh besuda, the konso matzit suda sochina. He wouldn't have married her, paid for all that money, and then tied in pesel basua. You don't like her, divorce her after the erusin. Umatzit suda sochina, elohaya megarsha mitchila. Okay. Tana hoel knas chachomin. Who, since the ksuba is a knas chachomin, lo tigba elemen aziburis. Therefore, it's collected only from the least quality karka. She gets her 200 zoos or 100 zoos, but in she can't say I want choice land. She gets the worst land, an amount of land equal to that amount. Now, it was an amount of land equal to the amount of the ksuba, but in the worst quality of land. Moses says, knasa, my knasa, what kind of knas? He didn't give her a knas to give a ksuba. It's not a knas, it's a takon. Right? They instituted the Indian of Iksuba. It wasn't a fine. So L'Shiva, since it's only a rabbinical institution, therefore she can only collect from Ziburis. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ksuba Isha min HaTorah. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Ksuba Ishas from the Torah. Miyom Rav Shimon Gamliel Hachi. Did Rav Shimon Gamliel then say that Ksuba is Doraisa? Vatanya Kesef Yishkol Kemor HaBesulos Shehezeh Kemor HaBesulos Umar HaBesulos Kazeh. Right, it's one of the cases, what's it called, by a mafateh, by somebody who seduces a woman, and the other is by an onus. So the Gemara, the Torah compares them. This is Kemor HaBesulos, just like, what's it called, mafateh, we'll see in one second, that the payment is in shkolim, so too here it's also b'shkolim, Rashi will give the pratim. In any case, there's a hekesh between Mor HaBesulos, onus, and mafateh. Right, mikan somchu chacham leksubasishim. It says kimor habesulos, and mor habesulos is what's it called, ksuba. So from here, the chachamim derive the inyan of ksuba. Right, this is where they learned it from. So ksuba is minatorah. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer ksubasishena midivrei Torah. No, it's not midivrei Torah at all. Ela midivrei sofrim, and this the pasuk's only an asmachta. Really, it's what's it called. It's not really minatorah. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the Ksuba is the Rabbana. How can you say Rav Shimon Gamliel held the Ksuba is the Raisa? April, change it around. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who said the beginning, and the Chachonim said the end. Why says, my chos is the Afis Bas Raisa, Ipach HaMaisa. Why do you give more credence to the last Raisa than the first one? Why not change around the last one to make it be that Rav Shimon Gamliel, change around the first one to make it be that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who held that Ksuba is not the Raisa. Okay. Tamar says, Hashamino le Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Ksuba Sisha Raisa. Because we have another place where we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel said something that implies that the Ksuba is the Raisa. Disnan, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Nosin lo Mimos Kaputkia. Right? That a person got married in one place, and then she went and claimed her ksuba in a different place, right? One in Eretz Yisrael and one in Kapotkia. The money in Eretz Yisrael was worth less than the money, the same value, but the coins are worth different. So Eretz Yisrael dika money is a kula against the woman, and Kapotkia money is more choshev. So if he, what's it called, if he married her in Eretz Yisrael and divorced her in Kapotkia, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds either case he has to give her the better money. So you see, the ksuba is the raisa. The boy seima kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The whole last braisa is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The chesuri mechsra, it's missing something. The hochik tani mikan somchu chachom the ksuba sishim in haTorah. Ksuba salmona ena midivrei Torah midivrei sofim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer ksuba salmona ena midivrei Torah midivrei sofim. More of the sulos. From there we learn the inyan of a ksuba. That's only by a basula. An almana min haTorah gets no ksuba. The Rabbanu Masakin, a ksuba for an almana too, that she also gets 100 zoos, not 200. But that's only the Rabbanu. So even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds a ksuba's dorais, it's only a ksuba of a basula, not ksuba of an almana. Rashi. Elamin aziburis, in vos ligvos ksubosa, when she comes to collect her ksuba, the Yeshlo Idis the Ziburus Ubeinis, and he has three grades of land, right? The best, the medium, and the worst. She can't say, give me 200 zoos worth of the choice land or even the medium land. But he can give her the worst land worth 200 zoos. My knas, the kolomer, my posha, they call kansinle. The knas is where somebody did something wrong, you fine him. Nobody did anything wrong over here, they got married. Right? So what's, the ksuba's not a knas. min haTorah mikesef yishko kedlakamon. We learn from the pasuk kesef yishko kemora besulos. Kesef yishko b'mafata nemer. Kesef yishko is talking about somebody who seduces a woman. Kemor habesulos so amr b'maanis is a besula, and mor habesulos is by maanis. Somebody rapes a besula. Konso akosev chamishin kesef b'shvil mor besuleha. She iazek kemor habesulos hikish akosev knas amafata leknas alnes. The Torah was makish, compared the knas of a mafata to the knas of an onis. Malahal chamishin v'adkan chamishin. Doesn't say by onis chamishim, only by mafate. So they're equal. The amount is 50. Uma kesef omer kan shkolim, and just like over here it says shkolim, yishko, kimora besulos, and it's in the amount is in shkolim, 50 shkolim, the seed yishko, aflahalin shkolim, the low tame of most. Right? They have to give a shkolim, which is silver, pure silver. Mikan son who midikorli mower. Since it said kim mower habesulos, it means there is a mower habesulos. Nosim lamimos kapotkiya beperik basra tanan nosa isha beretz Yisrael. Person got married in Eretz Yisrael. The girsha bekapotkiya, and he was megarish her in kapotkiya. So she comes to collect her ksuba in kapotkiya. Nosim lamimos Eretz Yisrael shen kalas. He can give her the lesser quality money of Eretz Yisrael, even though he divorced her in kapotkiya. Nosa isha bekapotkiya, the girsha beretz Yisrael, the opposite case. He married her in kapotkiya and he divorced her in Eretz Yisrael. Nosin lamimos Eretz Yisrael, same thing. He can give her the Eretz Yisrael money, either case. Minayin akosu biksuba dazlin lekula. So minyan akosu biksuba, the amount of that's in the ksuba, you give her in with the inferior money. Dazlin lekula. Because since ksuba is only to Rabbanan, we go lekula, and she can only collect, just like she collects from the worst grade land, because it's only to Rabbanan, she collects also from the inferior coins. Rav Shim Gamliel nosin lamimos kapotkiya. Rav Shim Gamliel omer nosin lamimos kapotkiya. Shenishtabid bohen kishar mil v'dikrover ksuba deraisa. He holds you have to give her what's it called the best money, because what's it called since ksuba is deraisa. So you see, Rav Shim Gamliel holds ksuba is deraisa. Okay, so the Tosus over here speaks about the Maisa, the Halacha. Do we pass on Rav Shim Gamliel? Normally we say whatever Rav Shim Gamliel is in the Mishnah, we pass on like him. So Tosus says that what's it called? There are those that therefore pass on Rav Tam, that Ksuba is Doraisa. And the Chora, what we write in our Ksuba sounds like that. It says we write in Ksuba of a Besula, right? Kesef Zuze Mosan, the Chazi Lach Midioraisa. Right. And in fact, if you wrote that in a ksuba of an almana, it could be the ksuba's possible. It's not true. Everybody holds a ksuba of an almana as the rabbana. So then he brings down that there are rishonim who paskin not like Rav Shim Gamliel. That what's it called? That ksuba is only the rabbana. And the fact that we write the chazi lechi midiraisa means that even though ksuba is the rabbana, but the payment of the ksuba is it would be the raisa. They made that the money is kesef tsuri, not kesef medina, which means that it's real silver and not something that the worth of the coin is only 1/8 value of silver. So that's in Torah things, that's how you pay. When the Torah said shekel, it means the what's it called, the silver shekel, completely silver. So the ksuba is paid as if it would be the oraisa. That's what the chazi lechim is the oraisa. But really, ksuba is the rabbana. So it's a machlokas. We've shown him how we pasken, whether ksuba is the oraisa, ksuba is the rabbana. It means a machlokas, whether ksuba is minator, ksuba is the rabbana. Let's go on. Ahuda osel kameder of Nachman, omer le pesel posuach matzasi. So a guy came to Rav Nachman's Beis Din, and he claimed that he didn't find that his wife is a besula. Pesach besula matzas. Omer li Rav Nachman, azbu kufri. Right? Mi birkeso chavitole. So they, what's it called? So Rav Nachman said, give him malchus. Okay? With what's it called? With palm leaves, which have thorns in them. Rashi. Azbu kufri. He'll ku malchios, the maklos chorio shel deko, sheyesh ben uktsin, kimin kotsin. Like Mara says, maybe the lulav is kufra, Mara says that can't be. Torah wouldn't want you to hold something that has thorns in it and constantly prick your hands while you're being mekayim. This guy was a bacher. Right? What did he know about what a regular bia is? So he gave him malchus, because if you're such a big baki and how to make bia and you're a bacher, right? You never were married, so lemaisa must be that you have experience. So we're giving you malchus for your experience. Rav Nachman, who the Amr Mehemen, Rav Nachman said that what's it called, that he's believed even to make a lose ksuba, he's believed Pesel Pasuach, he's believed. Umasdin and Le Kufri, he's believed, then we give him Malkus. Rav Achai Meshani, Kan Bebocher, Kan Benosur. It depends. If the guy was married before, so his experience is from his first marriage, there's no reason to give him Malkus. The guy was never married before, and he comes and says Pesel Pasuach, he's too much of an expert in Bia that he should be. Obviously, he's had experience. Give him Malkus. Rashi, Bachur lo mehemen umasvina lekufri. A bachur tak is not believed. Al shemeyis ponav, right? That he has a chutzpah to say monafshach. If you have experience, we give you Malkus for the experience. And since you're a bachur, we pretty much think that you don't know what you're talking about. Nosi mehem and velo maspinu lekufri, and a nosi is believed. The other Rishonim learned that what's it called, in both cases he's believed. The only shaila is to give him malchus also or not. Okay. Ahuda also the kamedram gamliel. Omerle pesach pasuach motzasi. Omerle shema hitisa. Maybe takach wasn't pesach pasuach, but you made the bia in such a way that it appeared to you to be pesach pasuach. You were boiled the hatoya like we learned before. That such a thing is possible. What could this be compared to? A guy was walking in the dark, couldn't see a thing. And the door was a little bit open, and if he came in on an angle, he got into the door perfectly. And by accident, right? He could have walked straight into the door, but since he came in on an angle, he could get in. Right? Lohita, but if he walked straight into the door, he banged into the door. Matsu, no. Right, so same thing over here. By accident, you came in on an angle, and therefore you didn't break the basula. But Shitaka was a basula. He could be Amri Hochi Omerle. And he told that Shema b'mezit hatisa the akarta ledosha the avra. Maybe you did it on purpose to be mate, not that it was by accident, and therefore you thought it was Pesach Basuach. But you knew that's fine what you were doing, right? And you're making this up. If he knows that the door is only open a little bit, and he, what's it called, comes in on an angle, then the door is open for him. If he didn't on purpose walk in an angle, he walks right into the door. Rashi. When he came to his house and the door was closed, the Yeshbo Dover Ma'akvom Liftoach Kishematin Oso Litzdodim Niftach. Right? That Rashi a little bit differently. That the door's closed and there's something preventing the door from getting open. Right? And if you remove that obstruction, you'll be able to open the door. That if you don't have to take away the obstruction. All you have to do is tilt it, and then you can open the door enough to get in. Same thing over here. There's an obstruction, the basulin. But if you tilt, right here, you're not tilting the basulin, tilting the maisabia. But if what you tilt, you get in. You can diamre below miskavin lo shriya chatoya. If you don't intend to be mate, usually doesn't happen. Below amrin shemahita. So maybe you did it on purpose. You made a bia on an angle on purpose. You bypass the besulim. Okay. Hito b'mezid v'miskavinu v'koach. Okay. Hahuda Osla Kamedram Gamliel Bar Rebbe. Omar Le Rebbe Bo Altiv Lomatsosi Dam. He was boel, and there was no dam. He didn't know if he was pesah basulach or not, but he knew there was no blood. Amr lo, Rebbe basulah ha'isi. She says, not true. I was basulah. Amr lehem, hevi'u li osu sudah. Bring me the sheet. Hevi'u lo asudah, v'sharo b'mayim, v'chibso. They soaked it in water, and then washed it. U'matzolav kamatipe dam. The water brought out the blood, which had been swallowed, absorbed into the mesh of the sheet. She told him, go home, and what's it called? Shitaka was a basula. Okay. Rashi. The chibsu shayu tipe hadamim mechusu b'shichla zera. What happened was the blood got absorbed and covered with zera. So when they washed it, they took off the zera, and then you could see the blood that had been absorbed or stained the beged. Okay.